You see, I'm coming up with a new segment. If you've watched a video a couple back, it's called The Economic Efficiency Loss of the Day. You see, and StreamYard, I said 8:20, and it said Mountain Time. Was it at Mountain Time? Because I'm in the mountains. And then I look, and it said 7:20. And it's not 7:20 here. It's 8:20. That's what I wanted to set for 8:20. And so that's why I am late. And I apologize to all of you. But I did have a fun time walking around the pond because we got some rain. And I want to make sure that it doesn't, the overflow doesn't flow into my basement. That's basically it. And so here we are. And it's a great start to the morning. Yeah, I'm so happy I'm back. Could you imagine if we had 1940s employees, like 1940s people in charge of today's economy? I don't mean like in the government or nothing, though that too, but could you imagine if we had the stability and reliability of people who suffered the Great Depression of World War II and made sure shit worked? Could you imagine if they were working in the economy? Not Tanner, the fucktard wonder millennial boy. I have anxiety. I can't come to work today. Dude, what are you talking about? You deliver pizzas. It's great. You drive around. The traffic scares me. Phil Henry, €5. Shite posted in super chats. Thank you, Phil Henry. Taiwando, $2. Is there such a thing as unneeded money? Yeah, you don't need it. I'll tell you this. We haven't even gotten to the client's question, but I'll tell them this. You never donate to charity. Never. Never. You just cause more of the same problems. Welfare state, anybody? Single mom pandemic? Broken home? Broken children? Not necessarily more crime, but more pain and agony? Knock it off. The only two charities I would even contemplate giving would be St. Jude's Children's Cancer, because they didn't, they're innocent. And then that, as I've said before, that organization that tries to exonerate, get people out of jail who are falsely convicted, or wrongly convicted, I guess. That'd be the only other thing. Thank you for the Mexican poops, Fred. Let's just hold off on the super chats, okay? I got to get to them. I got other requests to do as well today, because it's on my to-do list. Sean Adamson, $5. Loving your work, especially when you baby talk art students. Do Joker's dating profile of the day music. Well, I don't do it. I don't have the sound file. I just do the. How can you not be happy listening to that music? And rip into millennials, Gen Z snowflake. I already did right off the bat. Fred again for another super sticker. All right. Let's get to the question. This is from a regular client here. Good guy. I hope all is well. I'm safely in the 1%. I am single, never married. Gee, how'd you make it in the 1%? Single, never married. No kids. How, what is the secret to wealth? How does one get out of poverty? I wonder. He's got it right. Single, never married, no kids. There you go. You could work as a janitor making $15 an hour and you'll be in the top 1%. And have no debt, although I'm about to buy a house, I could pay off in cash. But with interest rates at 2.65% on a fixed 30-year loan, why bother? True, true. I've changed my, not philosophically, but I locked in at 2.8. I know people locked in at 2.6. That's a hell of a rate. And then with Biden making, and generally I'm against mortgages and debt. But man, with real inflation running anywhere between 5% and 8%, I'm not. Now your mortgage is an asset. It's like, what? The government's going to inflate this away? Why, thank you, federally backed bank. I will take your money at 2.8%. And to be perfectly honest, I early on, because the mortgage is brand new, I am throwing a little bit of principal into it, a little bit of extra principal, just to accelerate that amortization. But otherwise, I think I'm even going to stop that where I'm like, look, hey, I made an extra whatever years worth of principal payments. That shortened the loan by like 7 years. I'm going to let Uncle Joe and Auntie Kamala, I'm going to let them make money printer go burr. It's a bizarro world. Low interest debt is a good thing. I have a very modest lifestyle and my working hours are reasonable. For the past year, I've been living at home with mom and dad. And even prior to the pandemic, I saved well over 50% of my post-tax earnings. Awesome. Why can't you find a man? Where'd he go? Anyone see him? Let me guess, buddy. You're only 5'11 and a half, not six. No, you don't deserve the girl, sir. Don't deserve the girl, sir. I'm at crossroads with what to do with my savings. I have a more than reasonable amount going into tax-deferred retirement accounts every year, 401k defined benefit. I'm putting these into safe investments, S&P, and other safe low-cost index funds. I will have no problem not starving in retirement. My question is, well, actually, you know what? I keep having ideas. What else was the other one? Oh. Yeah. There we go. All right, those all came to me in a rush. The question is what to do with my other money. Should I roll the dice and make risky bets, crypto, single stocks, etc., or just play these safe? Playing it safe doesn't really change my life much. Maybe I'll go business class instead on coach, but I don't care much. If I start gambling and win, I could be rich. No, you're not going to win. You're just not going to win, okay? Those big buildings in the desert did not just poof out of nowhere. They make money. Over in Vegas, I mean. I could be rich enough to rent hours on a private jet, not own but rent. But why? Yeah, but you're a minimalist. You don't even sound like you want to do that. And where would you go? If I lose it all, I still get the fly coach. What do you think? I'll take whatever response you want. I said, okay, so you're saying you could afford to lose this money as long as you understand. I cannot tell you what to invest in, but I can only give you options to further research as long as you understand. All investments can lose money. Yeah, I could give you some ideas of further research. I'm asking you as a fellow minimalist about general investment mindset or strategy. Play it safe or roll the dice. So, all right, it's not going to be this choice A or B. I'm going to give you many options that go from conservative and wise or practical. Again, no guarantee, they could all lose money, to true gambling, have fun, do whatever you want. All right. So the first thing, although this is kind of going in reverse order now, the whole point about being a minimalist is that you have free time, because time, as you're finding out, is more important than money. At the same time, that doesn't mean you live like a pauper and don't enjoy the occasional nice thing. For example, this is a new chair. My old chair got tattered and all, and I got my use out of it. I always wanted to have a nice comfy leather chair. And so I dropped the extra money on the nice. Could I have gone with a hard kitchen chair? Yes. But I think this cost me $120. I assembled it. And now I have a comfy chair. To show you another thing, that give you an example. I love Spirit Airlines. I fly Spirit Airlines, not even because of the affordability, but I'm still fascinated to this day that for $50 sometime, they could fly me round trip from Minneapolis to Vegas and back. I think that's amazing. I got an erection thinking about the deal I get. But I'm willing to drop now, like, because you could pick your seats. I'm willing to drop the $10 or $14, maybe $15, sometimes $20, not to sit in the back. And it has nothing to do with, I want to fly. There is no first class in Spirit, but usually that's where poor people are, and nothing against poor people, but specifically single moms with kids, families, and the kids are making noise. Cause I remember I was working in the back there trying to work, and some lady, crying kid. That's basically it, crying kid. Oh, there was one time some people got in a fight in the back of a Spirit Airlines, and they may have been drunk. It may have been on the way back. Yes. Yes, it was. So there's that, but more often than not, it's some slow old lady taking her sweet ass time, trying to get her luggage out. I'm on a fixed income. I'm going to walk real slow. Fuck you, young people. I'm a boomer. And it's just like, no, my time is, I save money. It's a money-making operation. If I drop the $15, I get off the plane quicker, less stress, and I can get more work done. So that's almost one of those things you'll trip over a dollar to pick up a dime. but the larger point I'm trying to make is you've saved, you've sacrificed, and now go live life. I think one of the best things you should do is travel. Not to sound like an American teenage girl or I like to travel. No, go. That's what you should do. But here's the other thing, and this is where you take minimalism too far, is you don't want to die with $2 million in the bank. That just means you didn't enjoy your life. You slaved away your life for I don't know which government you're with, but they're going to take half and give it to a bunch of degenerates and parasites and leeches. Go. You earn this. Now, I wouldn't be buying no cars and certainly wouldn't be renting no private time on a private jet. I sure as hell would be going to here's a perfect example of minimalist splurging. I should have called this minimalist splurging. I would spend the money to stay in Moab, Utah. All right. It's very expensive to stay in Moab, Utah, but that would be a good, wise use of your money. All right. Now, I wouldn't get the fanciest place. I'd just get a nice hotel, just simple hotel. It's going to set you back $300 a day. But that you've earned that. I would, bump up a little bit. I don't even know if I'd fly first class. You could usually pay a little bit extra to get a little bit up. Depends how long the flight is. Food is something that I've been affording myself more recently. Well, not so much reason, but I get my poke bowl. All right. Occasionally I'll get sushi. Sometimes they'll go to the expensive grocer and go to their deli. All right. convenience, ease, buying quality products that aren't going to break down. You're thinking about getting a used car. Well, there's the $5,000 car and it's got 70,000 miles, but then there's a $6,000 car, but it's only got 45. Drop the extra money. All right. And that, so I'm afraid you've gone too far because this is money you can afford to lose. So at least invest it in your life to make your life easier, more enjoyable, and less taxing. Okay. And I would also say, start sitting and think of what hobbies you want. Like you could get into like motorcycle riding. You could get into hang gliding. I want to get into power paragliding. Look that up. And these are not super expensive hobbies, but they're not cheap either. But yeah, man, now you've sacrificed. And if this is money you could lose before you piss it away gambling, invest it in living life a little bit. Not egregious, not that it threatens the rest of your finances, but I think almost an immediate thing would be to explore the world, do some reconnaissance both domestically and globally if they ever let us travel again. So, maybe another thing, I inherited a ring from my great uncle. And I got it resized. Maybe a nice, if you want a nice watch, maybe a nice fitted suit. One time, what did I afford? I forgot what the reason was, but I afforded myself a nice silk smoker jacket. It's the one where I'm doing the honorary Gen X. It's got an ascot and I got a fez, but which was sent to me by two guys in Morocco, authentic fez. So that's the first thing I would do. All right. Now, more practically, if you haven't, take a global look at your portfolio. Sounds like you're doing well on your S&P 500 index and 401ks, IRAs, those type of things. But as I always say, you should have some silver. And you should have some crypto. I recommend, as I always say, 200 ounces of silver, physical, not paper. You're not going to get your bang for your buck, but speaking of hobbies and living life a little bit, if you want to collect things like collectibles, it could be art, baseball cards, stamps, Pokemon cards, coins. If you had that kind of thing, maybe you could buy yourself a classy sport, a classic sports car, a classic car. One, not a fleet. You're not Tim Allen or the other guy with the chin. That's kind of a quasi investment, something you get to enjoy, and then you pass it along to a nephew or a niece. So that might be something. It roughly generally would maintain its value. And if you don't have crypto, yes, you should slowly start to develop a position in crypto. When, how, what? No, I don't know. I haven't even seen what the price of Bitcoin is. I don't know, by the way, what's going to happen to the price of cryptocurrencies. I don't know. Just as I don't know silver or the stock market. But generally, over time, you would like to get some exposure and investment in that. To be perfectly honest, and I've had Myron Gaines did this. a buddy of mine did this. Another buddy of mine did this. They came out to me and like, I'm thinking about getting into silver. Yeah, they're printing off so much money. And I'm like, well, go buy some silver. Well, how much should I get? 200 ounces. Now, these guys had a lot of money and they could afford to lose it. And like, so should I wait? Should I not? And I hate that fucking question. Oh my God. I don't fucking know. If I knew if you should wait, I would be a trillionaire, a multi-trillionaire. I don't know what's going to happen to prices. Stop fucking asking. Well, you see when I was young. Well, you see, and theoretically, that's predicted. No, stop asking stupid questions. So for the sake of time efficiency, I'm like, look, dude, it's 200 ounces of silver. That's $7,500. Do you want to dick around? Oh, do I buy? Ooh, da, da, da. These guys make significant money. It's like, it's not worth your labor to sit here and track the silver market. Like, just buy it like an insurance policy. If it goes down, it goes down. You're not buying it to make a profit. You're buying it for insurance and ease of mind because that's what it is, insurance. Crypto, gosh, it's so volatile. I don't even know when you should invest in crypto. All I know is that over time, you should probably develop a position in it. So that's that. Those are two wiser things you might want to do, though not as fun as collecting baseball cards or traveling a little bit. But that would be a prudent thing to do, knowing you could fully lose it. Another thing, and you're going to notice this is a theme here, is you've invested in everything more or less that you can to get your tax deductions, buyouts, cash, all that other stuff. Well, then the next step really isn't investing, but it's insurance, like silver, precious metals, crypto, insurance against hyperinflation. And you could buy insurance products as well. Things like long-term care insurance. I don't know why you get life insurance. You don't have kids. Disability insurance. But you may want to look into a thing called annuities. Now, annuities, by mathematical reality, and Fred could talk about this because he's an actuary, are a money-losing proposition, just like the casino. However, unlike taking all your money, insurance companies that offer these annuities, what they're guaranteeing you, what they're offering you is income insurance. So you kind of invest in a pension, and what they do is they take your money, they invest it in other things that pay 8%. They promise to pay you out 6%, and on that profit of 2%, that's what I, and there's statistics and math, and if we throw it in the funds and this and that, and we could pay you out this much, and there's cash. Larger point is, you throw money into an annuity, all right? It is statistically more likely you would make more money over the long term throwing in the S&P 500, but you are not investing. You want income insurance. And they, in turn, will promise to pay you a fixed amount every month, every year, starting at age, whatever the policy says, and ending when you die or up to age 80 or whatever. Those are the parameters of the annuity contract. That would be up to you and whichever kind of annuity contract you'd like to sign up for. But that's for older people. But if you want to start now, you may want to think about that. I would recommend going with a highly rated insurance company. I would recommend that you make sure that insurance company has general reinsurance. Look that up. So in case they like buy yachts and boats and dude bro it like the boomers did in the housing crisis and the SNL crisis and the dot-com crisis, they're insured. Heck, you may want to go with a Swiss insurance company because they're just generally better, more reliable people. But that's an option, okay? You said you're living at home with your folks. You may want to think about buying a piece of property, but here's where traveling is an investment and not so much a luxury. You need to do reconnaissance and figure out where you'd like to live. Nothing wrong with buying a house. As long as you know where you want to live, but first figure out where you want to live. Don't buy the house and think, well, Bob's house went up for sale. I guess I'll go. No. Travel, go, get out. You may find out you love Kuala Lumpur. Like, oh my gosh, what is it? Indonesia, I think. Yeah. Malaysia is, what's Malaysia? Kuala Lumpur is Indonesia. Why can't I remember the one in Malaysia? Oh, it'll come to me. Whatever, you like Kuala Lumpur. Or maybe it is Malaysia. Jakarta. Jakarta is Indonesia. I think Kuala Lumpur is Malaysia. Whatever. You find out this is where you belong, all right? And you saved your money and you buy a condo or whatever by the beach. In the meantime, another option you may want to consider, because you're not ready to buy real estate now, is maybe look at real estate investment trusts. Okay, that exposes you to real estate investment, real estate, without having to buy an actual physical house. A lot of people like, well, I don't know where I want to live, but man, housing prices keep going up. They print off the money. What can I do? Well, you could invest in a real estate investment trust, which can go down, by the way, but it will generally track the real estate market, not your individual market, depending unless you bought into the individual market, but generally it would, in other words, it would have a higher statistical chance of keeping your powder dry if you want to buy housing. So if housing globally went up 50% and you invested in a global real estate investment trust, it would go up 50%, so that the property that you wanted to buy, which also went up 50%, that's cool. Your real estate investment trust went up by 50%. So that's a way to kind of maintain purchasing power. So you got that. Talked a long period. All right, let's also talk about plan B. Do you have a plan B? That's the stage I'm at, where I have to find a place outside of the United States in case the people here decide that I just made too much money and I'm too white and I'm too male and I just have too big a swinging dick. All right, you work too hard. We need to give all the single moms and their crotch fruit money, your money, because Ocasio-Cortez needs to get reelected. And we couldn't absolutely tell these people to go major in engineering and not have kids they can't afford. No, we need you, Aaron Clary, and all you guys tuning in and gals to pay more in taxes. By the way, we're going to take that nice little house you built over by the pond. So, oh, and by the way, here's some gulags because you're not thinking right. And we might feed you. Might. Hey, look, do you like cattle cars? Hey, not my ancestors. They didn't. So, you need a plan B to get out somewhere. Here, I don't have a specific idea. Go to Nomad Capitalist, Sovereign Man. They're the foremost experts on this. But I'm somewhere along the lines of, like, buy land. Because if you have a bank account, the U.S. government can force that foreign bank to give back the money. Land, that's a little bit more difficult. I really don't know. But somehow get a life raft put together so that the United States goes hard Marxist. I'm not even worried necessarily about hard Marxist, but it's the freedom aspect. Like, we're going to do land redistribution, the Great Reset, or whatever the heck they want to call it, whatever. And I don't actually think there's that high of a chance it's going to happen in my lifetime. But just in case, it's good not to have all your money, all your worldly assets invested within one governmental economic system. You might want to have money outside in foreign institutions or the foreign physical land itself. And so that's another thing. Do you have a plan? And once again, you can see the value of traveling, not just for fun and entertainment, but to figure out where you ideally would like to live, domestic or foreign, and also overseas, where it's like, hey, I'm going over here. Whoa. You know, Megan Whitmer decided in 20, Chancellor Whitmer, Czar Whitmer decided that in the sovereign state of Michigan in the year 2032, we're still going to have masks and lockdowns. Maybe you get out. Maybe like, hey, look, Mexico, whatever, Nicaragua, I don't know. Is Brazil nice? I have no idea. I've seen some pictures. We've had some clients from Brazil and they do send nice. I'm like, boy, that's really pretty. Not the favelas, but the countryside looks very pretty. So that's plan B. And then finally, what I would do if you're at this stage, I would get some estate planning done. Things like if you were to die. Now, this is an investment because this is like when you die, so you really won't care. But if you don't want your money going to socialist Marxist parasites and the children of single mothers, I would go and hire a lawyer, maybe get a CPA, Chad Elkins, elkinscpa.com. and set up estate planning. And some of it isn't even finance related. It's like, what's your usernames and passwords, everything? Because you're going to save your family a nightmare of them having, it's a nightmare. So you should, and this again, guilty. I haven't done it yet because I've been dealing with a house. I would, you know, you go, you pay, here's the username and passwords. You usually give your username and passwords to a trusted IT guy so you can delete all your porn. But yeah, close this out, close that out. You know, these are important files, have them backed up. And then I bequeath to the St. Jude's Children's Cancer Fund this much money. And, you know, oh, and to my nephew and niece, I leave my stamp collection. And then also, you know, just kind of like, all right, what am I, you know, nursing home, even if you want, I know you don't want our assisted living. I'll tell you, I'll put a bullet in my head before I go to a nursing home. No way am I going to a nursing home. And that's about, and then if you want it, like do all those things. Okay. Cause you got your finances squared away. Even if you lost all your money on these things, you're still going to be okay. I don't think you will. I think you'll be informed as to where to deploy future resources in cash and money, especially where to live, what type of house to buy and all that. And then if you have money left over, okay, then you can do truly frivolous shit with it. But I think with your minimalist philosophy and psyche, your frivolity is not in our nature. You know, I even bought a used bag of golf clubs. You know, because I need one in the Southern Command. I need one here. I might buy a classic car someday, but I'm trying to think like what fancy stuff would I buy? Like, let's say Cappy makes millions. What would I do? I wouldn't buy a boat. That's a managerial headache. Related to your plans, I want to buy a plane. I mean, if you want to rent private for a couple hours, see what it's like, sure, go ahead. But I can see gambling. And the reason I love gambling. I love it. The math, the strategy, the unknown variables, you know, like, the true luck, you know, like, and you get a good blackjack dealer or poker dealer, good players you can play, you know, talk to the people. And again, if I had millions of dollars, I'd still look for the $3 tables. I'd still look for the $2 or $1 buy-in. I wouldn't be blowing a ton of money. I'd just be enjoying life. And I, you know, and I'm trying to think what would give you mental stimulation if it was purchasable by money, which it really, you know what? I won't lie. Won't lie. You single guy seeking arrangement. And not even that, because now that's becoming more of a dating site. But if you got the money, Vegas, Amsterdam, go get yourself a harem full of hues. Or as I like to call them, ladies of the evening, because I'm one of the rare people on the right or libertarian right that believes sex work is real work, because it's all prostitution. It's all the economy is. you know, whatever it is, whatever personal tastes and preferences. Maybe here's another thing. Now you need to have a place for this. And this is one thing I'm facing. Boy, I really want a nice set of tools. I've been watching Tim Allen's Assembly Required. Go watch that if you're just one episode to see the workshop these contestants have. You're like, oh my God, I would love to have all those tools and become a real craft. I feel like such a millennial and Gen Z man when I watch these real men like fabricate and weld and cut metal and like, oh, this hinge didn't work, so I made my own. I'm like, oh, I suck. Maybe you get into craftsmanship, you know, become a mechanic. Get a lift for your house, for your garage, you know. But aside from that, I'd another thing here. Go get a doctorate in something you enjoy. I don't know if it's worth, you know, going through the Marxist socialist crap you're going to have to tolerate in academia. But maybe you could be the thorn in their side. Like, nah, that's bullshit. And I won't mention what minority, but you are a minority, so you could get away. Nah, that's BS. White guys rule. Just play devil's advocate. But if there was something you had an intellectual interest in, like you really wanted to, I don't know, study history. it's just that academia has been so gutted of talent and intellect. I don't know if there's any intellectual stimulation there. But you could teach. I mean, you get a doctorate, you go teach. Volunteer time with the kids. I enjoyed substitute teaching, especially kindergartners at first grade. Oh, man, that was fun. But you make money doing that. It's not really spending money. But that's it. That's all I got. That's all I got. All right, let's go through the rest of the super chats. I will be doing a Miss Super Chat thing later. Loving. Oh, maybe we didn't miss any. We got back to Sean's. There's Fred. Fred again. $2. Spent money on Tina from Edina and Wendy from Wayzaze. There's a joke in there, some about girls from Edina reaching for their wallet. Then they say, "What's a wallet?" Fred Freeman saw $5 spent on one MX pop. What? Poop. 2, my liberal girlfriend from Winnetka. 3, MBA from Booth Kellogg, only $150,000. 4, hedge fund bra. 5, leave the United States replaced with thim traditional girls. Swallow Blue, who should not be. Hey, you want to do something? Give Swallow Blue enough money to get out of his freaking nightmare of a living situation. $5. 1, hashtag rip Juan after hearing what happened. 2, why not just sell your house to BlackRock, the butt it for $1 million. 3, bonus money came in. 1, what happened to Juan? You lost me, Swallow. Swallow, see, here's why I want, Swallow, I want you to save your money, man. You're in a bad enough situation. Just save your money. You don't have to, man. If you have a question, email me, all right? Let's just wait till you get your own apartment money coming in. You could go ahead and donate. Sean Edmondson, $2 Australian. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. You mean his intro music? They're both fun. They're both kitschy. I like them. By the way, Joker will be on the show. See, now I got to go back and check. Did it really say 9:30 EST? Is that what it really says? So I get to go back. It will be 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, PM, Sunday. I don't care what the StreamYard says. That's why I got to set it up. I got to double check. But he'll be on along with Terrence Pop, Sandman, and Blake. Oh, and TFM. I donated my bonus to BLM, ACLU, GLAD. What's GLAD? Ilhan Omar campaign and Allies Against Straight White Dude Supremacy. Had money left and spent on Tinder Double Plus. Is Tinder even a thing anymore? Is that, I bet you there's like an axiom there. Every dating service will go the way of plenty of fish. Because it'll be a constant arms race. Tinder, whatever, or the modern day, the latest, greatest dating site will extract as much money from men. Play it for a double, triple, but the men will realize that there's nothing but ugly, fat women on. But then there'll be a new one. And look over here, shiny object. Oh, okay, we'll go over there. And then like people are like, yeah, remember Tinder? Yeah, I remember when it was all right, but then it's just another plenty of whales. Fred, again, $2, wasted money on dates with liberal gals who like cats and wine. Ah, that's all there is at your age and younger. You don't really start dating conservative girls until you're like in your 30s. Fred Freeman, Samuel, again, $2, spent $18 on book The Great Reset by Klaus Schwab. Okay, I don't have time to read. I just also don't want to read. Fred, $2, libertarians are all too liberal. Adios, America. Those aren't libertarians. Those are called Democrats, and they're trying to be popular. Perfect example, okay? Perfect example, Noam Chomsky. I'm more of a libertarian socialist. It's like, there's no such thing. That's like a Zionist Nazi. That doesn't exist. Libertarians are for low tax, maximum economic freedom, maximum social freedom. In the socialist aspect, you now are against maximum economic freedom. You are for slavery. That's it. There, I described socialist, libertarian socialism to you. I describe Noam Chomsky. I don't care what pretty words he says. He wants to enslave other people so he can feel good because he helped out the chilled ones. Fred again, $2. On Fridays, I buy myself a nice meal. A rump woman's good for you. Jake Yanero, 20 Brazilian reals. Is that what it is? Hello, Cappy. I've been a longtime fan. I would love to bring you over to my channel to discuss your latest book, The Book of Numbers. Message you on Instagram. Oh, don't message me on Instagram, guys. Don't know. Email me. Email me. There's so many platforms. That's one of the reasons we're doing this kind of meeting of the minds on Sunday, is to figure out, okay, what does this site do? What function does that do? What main FANG company does that replace? Why would we go there? What's its functionality? And Instagram, I know that's where the young people are. I rarely check my messages. So email me. Don't email me bullshit. Not you, Jake. I mean, people in jail. Hey, Gabby. I appreciate fan mail. Better be good. I have to sing my praises. Don't send me articles unless they're like really interesting or really off the cuff. Not off the cuff crazy, but like, hey, look at this. This is important. Don't send me memes. Phil Henry, 5 years old. I listened to Aaron, worked security, and became a professional in my field. I would go to Jack Napier's country, working remote, listening to podcasts. Yeah, I don't listen to his podcast, though. He has like very soft, red evening. Come to the coffee podcast. Donate money. And please kindly subscribe. Thank you. It's like, Jack, what are you auditioning for NPR? What's going on? Fred Freeman saw it too. Should I spend my inheritance by running for Congress? No. Fred, again, $2. $80,000 worth it surgery to increase my height by 2 inches or MBA. MBA, bro. What are you talking about, Fred? You're tall. You don't need no. Fred, again, $2. I'm the youngest of my family set to inherit it all. Uh-oh. Somebody let the Mexican in. Somebody let the Mexican. God, who was watching the door? Fred, for $2 again, join Think Tank and help make the world a better place. No. Go golf. Musako Ban. Musako Ban. Was it Musako Man? For $1.09, I don't know what the super sticker is. Competent Man, $2. Amazing you schedule more than a day in advance. Yeah, I'm trying to be more professional. I do not have the discipline that Rich Cooper does. Every time at this time. My life and schedule is too chaotic. And I frankly don't like being nailed down. I talked about this a while ago in the past, but trying to explain to my mom, she literally will schedule things out 6 months and acting like I know what's going on 6 months to the day. What are you doing October 27th, 2020? Mom, I have no idea. Probably nothing because it's a year away. Okay, now could you write it out? No. Call me 3 days before, unless it's very important, like an anniversary, and then contact me a month before. I don't know what I'm doing the next day, and it's an amazing luxury to have. Okay, now, if you come at 3:30, Mom, you guys all have moms. You know how it goes. But, yeah, if there's, like, heavy hitters coming on, out of courtesy and respect for them. Fred Freeman Sowell, $2. Beep Robot Masters at 24. Nonprofit at 26. Husband 36.75. Op. Ejaculate. Speaking of ejaculation. here's a. Oh, the charitable Mexican we take in. Oh, nobody loves Atham. Who's going to love? Let's take the, like a three-legged dog who's blind in one eye. Let's take him in on a charity. Fred again, poop, cactus poop. All right, that's it. You got your super chat's all becoming painful now. All right, got more coming along the way. We'll see you guys later. Toodles.